Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Thoroughly enjoying that, but of course those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12. Just to put this in context, at the beginning of chapter 2, the writer has said, look, must not drift away from the message you've already heard, because the message mediated through angels was incredible, but this is a message that's coming from the Son of God. God's Son, and we know that it's true because we saw various gifts and miracles and signs of the Holy Spirit. And also, Jesus is going to be the one that judges the world. He is the one under whose feet everything has been put, verses 7 and 8. Everything is subject to him. Jesus is the one who provides us with salvation and is holy and makes us holy. And then at the end of verse 11, he says, so Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. Who are them? The ones he has made holy, his brothers and sisters, I suppose, both. And then verse 12 follows on. It says, he says, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will sing your praises. Now, this is a quote from Psalm 22. In fact, verse 22 of Psalm 22, very easy to remember, 22. And it comes from that psalm, which was seen as particularly significant in a messianic context. It was viewed by the early church as being very significant in talking about the Messiah and the specifics of some of the things that Jesus went through. And if you haven't read Psalm 22 and seen the striking connection between what that psalmist was writing about, what happened to Jesus, then, well, you should have a look at it, because I think it'll be very encouraging and interesting for you. A lot of the details of the psalm correspond very much with the what we find in the Gospels about the crucifixion. For example, physical agony in Psalm 22, verses 14 and following. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted away within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs have surrounded me. A band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. People stare and gloat over me. This doesn't really make a lot of sense in the days in which the psalm was written. It didn't tend to pierce hands and so on, and the bones being out of joint, the people counting, people staring and gloating. There's so many parallels with Jesus right here, but not only the physical agony of the crucifixion, but the mocking, verses 6 to 8. I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Again, very reminiscent of Jesus. The gambling and dividing of Jesus' clothes, verse 18 of the psalm. They divide my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing, which indeed did happen to Jesus. So when the gospel writers write about the crucifixion, they allude to the psalm. The psalm itself begins with despair and ends with praise, if you have a look at it. Rather like going from the cross to the resurrection. And it's applied to Jesus because he, as someone who suffered, is the righteous sufferer. Jesus quotes the first part of the psalm on the cross. Have a look at Mark 15:34 and Matthew 27:46, and the Hebrews writer will quote from it again later. The early church saw this whole psalm as being, in a sense, spoken by Jesus. And so we find that the Old Testament shows us a picture of what would be happening to the Messiah and to Jesus. And so coming back to the Hebrew writer's intention, he emphasizes the fact that Jesus is our brother because he has made us holy. Well, that's an encouraging thought to end on. We'll go on to verse 13 tomorrow. If you'd like to know more about our church work, it's at nwlcc.org. You can email me on malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And pop over to iTunes if you don't mind and give us a review. Look for MCCX in podcast. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.